Opinions expressed on this radio program do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station.
Todd never sugarcoats it. Does he tell it straight? You bet. Does he deliver with a sense of humor? Always.
I always start my Sunday mornings off listening to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. It has tons of information, and he has such a great sense of humor.
My friends and I always tune in to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show.
Hold on tight. Don't let go. It's time for the Todd L. Levitt Law Show.
Welcome to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. Good morning, good evening, and good night. I'm yours truly, attorney Todd L. Levitt, broadcasting once again in the middle of the mitten in a beautiful green nutrient field in the Black Diamond Mothership with my good friend Craig Russell from the Morning Hustle, 8 days a week, now 9 days a week.
Even 10 days a week.
10 days a week.
During
Craig
the holidays.
Russell, welcome back to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show, opening strong once again with my favorite top five group of all time from Frankenmuth.
Really?
I'm putting them in the all-time top five favorite rock groups, Greta Van Fleet, Highway Tune.
They're awesome. I didn't know they were in your top five, though.
They have moved up to the top five.
Wow.
Yeah.
So who is your top five? Give me your top five. Greta Van Fleet.
Okay. Metallica.
Okay.
Hands down.
Number one.
We're
in the top five.
They're number one.
Number one.
We're going one to five.
Okay.
So we're going to go Metallica.
All right.
Then we're going to go Pink Floyd.
Okay.
All right. You follow me here?
I'm following where you're going.
I got to throw Linkin Park into number three.
All right.
Avenged Sevenfold.
At number four.
I've seen them in concert. If you've never seen Avenged Sevenfold, they shred it. They shred the gnar. And number five, Greta Van Fleet out of Frankenmuth.
That's Todd L. Levitt's top five
who's your
bands
top,
countdown.
I mean, who's your top five?
Nah, I have no idea, man.
Come on.
I know so many bands and so much music and stuff. Come on.
Top of your head.
Top of my head, probably Huey Lewis. Love Huey Lewis.
Okay.
Van Halen.
Okay.
Let's see. Yeah, I couldn't tell you after that. It falls off dramatically after that.
Okay.
But that's what I do all day long, man. Is I listen to music all day long. It's hard to pick five.
I listen to you all day long. I'm with you all morning, and then I'm with you in the evening. I just cannot get enough of Craig Russell from the Morning Hustle.
I'm sorry about that.
Yeah. But hey, we have a huge show.
This isn't just a huge show. This is an action-packed show.
We have an audience.
I know.
We have a lot.
Say
of
hi,
people.
Audience. Yeah, okay. She was going to say hi. She didn't want to talk.
Yeah, that's Savina.
Okay.
Yeah, Savina.
All right.
And you'll find out later who Savina is.
Okay.
But coming up in the show, we have a lot to talk about.
Right.
We have some medical marijuana updates.
Major.
No.
Major for Michigan. Michigan
not
marijuana.
Only, we have a decision from a Bay County Circuit Court judge regarding whether or not a judge has the authority to prevent a probationer from exercising their right to immunity under the issuance of a card.
That's right.
So that went up to the circuit court. Big decision there. Now I'll have to talk about how that's going to affect everybody.
Okay.
With some other updates. Chris Maulpe, my dear friend, I call him a close friend.
You've talked about him often.
The owner of Terry Cycle.
In
the house with Sabina. Here.
Okay, so now it all makes sense. That's
they're together.
Sabina. Got it.
So Chris is going to come on the show. We're going to talk about everything that has to do with cycling, fat biking. He's got anything and everything we're going to talk about with Chris.
Bike safety tips.
Bike safety.
Yeah.
He's got a full showroom of fat bikes and products for winter, and I want him to talk about that stuff.
Okay.
Because I get a lot of products from Chris. That's where I go.
In other words, what you're saying is you bankroll Chris.
I love Chris. And he's a top racer. He should be pro. He is a pro in my eyes.
Okay.
And Big Hair is also in the studio, a.k.a. Vince Neil, a.k.a. Jerry Neil is also in the studio. One of my best friends. We talked about Big Hair the other week, did we not?
We did. We talk about Big Hair all the time.
All the time. And he's now in the inner circle.
Yes, he is.
Yeah. Maltby is out in the outer layer circles. Although I love Chris. He's in the out. Savina's not even in the circles because I just met her.
Now, see, I feel privileged because on Thanksgiving morning, you called me at my house because I'm in the inner circle.
Yeah.
And you called to talk to me on Thanksgiving morning.
I called to wish you happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, you did.
Okay. Note, who called who?
You called me.
Exactly. How come you didn't call me?
I texted you first, and then you called me. I didn't know. I didn't know.
No, I never got your text first. I called you because I
sent a text. I didn't know. I didn't know what you were doing. I was trying to be polite.
Let's keep the story straight. You never texted me. I called you, and then you text me, thank you.
I could prove it.
I don't need proof. Okay. Because you're in my inner circle. I trust you.
That's right.
All right.
Chris, I'm sorry you're not in the inner circle.
Chris is in the outer layers. But I want to talk, before we get to the whole, this big show.
Okay.
I want to talk about something that I thought was entertaining and hilarious. Not a complaint.
No, really?
But as a guy.
Wait. Not a complaint.
I don't have any complaints today.
Are you feeling okay?
I'm feeling fine.
Big Hair, get his head. See if he's got a fever. Is he? No, you
feel good, don't I? Fine? Soft. So here's the deal. Look, I think all the men out there will agree.
He's soft. I like that. Okay. All the men out here agree. I'm sorry.
Shoelaces.
Okay.
I have these boots. I got a J Sporting. It's a great pair of boots. They're from Canadian. But when I tie my shoelaces, I'm a guy. I don't always double tie them like I should, or I just tie them one time. So I'm over at Terry Cycle in Elma, Chris's shop, Chris Maltby's shop.
And right.
I'm buying a new fat bike, and I'm buying products because that's where I go. And apparently, I noticed even before I got there that my boot was untied.
All right.
But I forgot to tie it, so I'm walking around, and I'm around Chris, and Rod's there, and Chris's dog is there, and there's other people walking around. And nobody, I was there for like an hour and a half. Nobody told me, hey, Todd, tie your boot.
All right.
Then Chris, Savina arrives, his girlfriend. Okay.
Okay.
And within 30 seconds, what do you think she said to me?
Todd, tie your shoe. You're going to trip.
Well, she didn't know my name off the bat. She goes, okay. No, your shoe's untied.
You, unnamed person, tie your shoe.
The whole point of the story is you could walk around 100 guys half a day, all day, and your bootlaces, your shoes could be untied. And then along comes a woman, and immediately she's telling you and noticing that you're not only did she notice, but she tells you very politely, this wasn't like, oh, your shoe's untied. But I already knew it was untied, but I was too lazy to tie it. Maybe because as a kid, I was always told to tie it, or it was going to get stuck in an elevator, escalator. So I walked around, but then when she saw it, she said, tie it.
So I know what you're saying is guys are lazy and women get things done.
Is that it? Chris, is this a true story?
It's a true story, yeah.
That's pretty much it, though. You were too lazy to tie it. She noticed it. She brought it up. She made you get it, tie it.
I just think it's amazing how the dichotomy between men and women. And I'm walking around the shop and nobody's telling me, no one's even looking. And then all of a sudden, and she was polite about it, but I just thought that was interesting that a woman would notice those things and tell you to tie it where the guys could care less.
Because I think the guys would want to see you actually trip on the shoelace and fall and break your face.
That's a bonus for sure.
Yeah, that certainly is a solid one.
Well, let's welcome Chris Maltby to the show. Chris, welcome to the Todd Elevitt Law Show.
Hey, thanks. It's good to be here.
I've been asking you to come on a show for a long time.
Yeah, and I finally made it in. It's, been just one of those things, been tough to schedule.
Yeah, and
Sunday mornings are tough for people, man.
Yeah.
A lot of people got stuff going on. If you're riding in races or doing bike stuff, Sunday morning is a tough one to get into,
that
makes sense.
My day off, so,
And Chris, you're the owner of Terry Cycle, located in Elma, Michigan.
Yeah, we're on 317 North State Street, and it's been an adventure.
We're going to talk about all the different things that you offer, services, and what you sell, and it's more than just a place to go and purchase products. It's a family. It's so customer service oriented. But there was a couple big things that happened this weekend, especially yesterday. Can you talk about that?
Yesterday they had the Memorial Mike Seaman Memorial Cyclocross Race at Deerfield Park, and it was also the state championship. Big event for the Mount Pleasant area, and it was really nice that they were able to acknowledge Mike's life and his cycling, with that event.
Mike Seaman, what a great guy. And a big shout out to Sue Ann, who heads up the Isabel County Department of Parks and Rec.
Okay.
She's a great lady.
Yeah. That was a good event. First year they've had it out there, so hopefully you see it there again next year.
Yep, and also Big Hair, who's coming on the show yesterday, Big Hair, we were at the Global Fat Bike event down there in Sleepy Hollow.
That is correct. It was a blast.
Yeah, that event was outstanding. As we had, there was hundreds of fat bikes out there, and it was taking place all over the state and probably out of state also. It was just Global Fat Bike Day, and I got my
some lucky winners won a couple of Terry Cycle gift certificates too.
So. Yeah, they did. And what type of fat bike did I recently purchase from you?
That was a Trek Farley 5. Yeah, Farley 5, one of the nicest fat bikes you can buy.
How big are those tires?
They are 27.5 inches by 4.5 inches wide.
Yep. And you put studs in my tires for winter racing, correct?
Yeah, so you get on any ice, it's going to be no problem whatsoever. You know, studded tires in our area is huge if you want to keep cycling year-round on dirt roads as well as on the trails.
So when we come back from break, Chris, we're going to talk to you about bike safety, winter biking, and some of the products and services that Terry Cycle offers. We're going to be talking a Big Hair, also about bike safety and etiquette on the trail. We're going to be talking about cannabis because we have some, not you guys, but we're not putting that on you, but Craig, you and I, we have some huge cannabis updates.
Big.
No, huge. And also, a couple of weeks ago, you and I were talking about self-driving vehicles. I went home that afternoon and saw that one had crashed.
Yeah.
So, did you see
that? Yeah, I did see that.
Yeah, so when we come back from break, we're going to talk about cannabis. We have other things to talk about. I'm going to talk to Chris Mulpey from Terry Cycle, Big Hair. Greta Van Fleet's going to bring us back. We have to go to break, Craig.
We do.
We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show, broadcasting, Craig, hundreds of watts all across the state of Michigan, all across the universe. We're podcasting.
We're on SoundCloud and Podbean.
iTunes.
The Play Market, Google Play.
I also, we might be on Spotify.
Oh, really? That's right. Yeah, that's right.
We had to fill out an application and send it in, and we're waiting to hear back from Spotify.
And not only hundreds of watts, hundreds of thousands of watts on Rock 105 and 95.5 in Traverse City and on 98.5 UPS in Central and Northern Michigan.
And we're here in the mothership in the middle of the mitten in a beautiful green field, and it's been so warm outside.
It ain't going to be warm for long, man. Uh-huh. By the end of this week, supposed to be some snow coming in and cold. The most bitter cold of the year so far.
That's great. You want to know why?
Why?
Because everyone's sitting in the studio here. Races fat bikes, and Chris Mulpey, Big Hair's in studio. We're going to talk to Chris about fat bikes and what, you know, just because it's fall and winter doesn't mean you got to put the bike away. It means you got to get out there and buy a bike.
That's right.
So we want to talk to Chris about that.
Should we do that now?
Sure.
Let's do that. Hey, Chris. Chris is here from Terry Cycle. First place, I have to ask you a question. So who's Terry?
Terry's he founded the store in 89, and he's the individual that I purchased it from.
Okay, so you kept the name.
Kept the name.
That's usually what happens, you know. You get a place with a good name, and you have good clientele. You don't want to mess that up, so you kept the name. Does anybody come in and ask for Terry every once in a while?
Every now and then, yeah. And Terry still comes in a couple days a week sometimes and fills in and, yeah.
And helps out.
Bikes, yeah.
Who's the best guy to come and have him come in and be a fill-in? Him.
Him, yeah.
That's right. So talk about some of these, the fat bike product lines you have for the winter. I mean, we're going to get to all the seasons, but right now, of course, winter is coming up, and I mean, I would have not guessed that a lot of people ride in the winter. Do a lot of people ride in the winter?
Yeah, and fat biking is really gaining popularity. We sell Trek fat bikes, and they've got the Farley line. You know, Todd just got a Farley 5 from us. We've got Farley 7s in stock. We've got the Farley 9.6s. We also sell some of the Cannondale fat bikes, too. But our bread and butter fat bikes are the Trek bikes, and they're bikes that have really massive tires, 5-inch tires. You can float over snow.
And the thing about Terry Cycle in Alma, Michigan is it doesn't matter what skill level you are at any whichever season, you come into Terry's, and Chris and those who he works with will gear you up with the right products. You're not going to put somebody on this extreme fat bike that Big Hair and I may ride. You're gonna put them on something that's their skill level.
Yeah,
we've
got bikes for everybody and any type of riding, you know. So we don't just focus on fat bikes. And we've got the rail trail right out our back door. We've got a mountain bike trail just out our back door. So we've got lots of opportunities to test ride. And that's most customers. I try and get them on three different types of bikes if they're not sure what they want, you know, and as well as the rest of the staff. So you can see what it's all about, do some test rides, and notice the difference on those.
See, and that's cool that you've got a trail right out the back door, because I would think, you know, I mean, if you're going to buy a car, you're going to take it for a test drive.
Right.
But for something like a bike, you know, you would think, well, maybe they won't let me do that because what happens if I crash or something? But you want them to try it out so they know what they're getting.
Yeah, especially, I mean, we've got some new types of bikes out there, like plus bikes, which are not as big a tire as the fat bikes. But people aren't familiar with those yet. So take it out for a ride on our mountain bike trail. It's 4 miles long. Take a couple loops on it. You know, we groom the mountain bike trail for fat bikes in the winter. So if we have snow, you want to see what fat biking's all about. Boom, you're across the river on a fat bike. Give it a try and see what you think. And most people find it's a lot of fun.
And now, and of course, not only do you sell those fat bikes and things for winter, but you sell bikes for year-round and accessories, clothing, shoes,
yeah,
everything you would need.
We've got shoes for all seasons. I mean, right now we're selling the Old Man Winter boots from Bontrager, but we've got a full line of Bontrager shoes. Bar mitts are great. The biggest thing in the winter is to keep your hands and your feet warm. And bar mitts and the winter boots really do that. And we'll keep people going. We also organize group rides. We try to bring the community together. I mean, that's where I met Jerry.
Okay.
Or I should say Big Hair.
Yeah. Big Hair himself right there.
Yeah, exactly right. I started with Terry Cycle probably about 7 years ago with my first bike, which was a Gary Fisher. From that point on, I think I've got, what, Chris, 8 bikes since then?
I bet that's, yeah, maybe more.
So just along with my skill level going up with the help of the Terry Cycle family, you know, that's how I met Todd is through the Terry Cycle family, you know, and then there's Chris and then there's Cuffy and Rod and Napper and, you know, basically, like I said, the whole Terry Cycle family.
Yeah, I started working for Terry when I was in college, and then I went and taught high school for 14 years and then had this opportunity. So there, it's a group that, you know, when I wasn't an owner, I was a customer and I'd go to the group rides and met lots and lots of great people there.
Now, do you have any kids, Chris?
I don't have any
kids. Don't have any? I was going to say, because I thought between Big Hair and Todd, they probably are putting your kids through college with all the money that they spend at Terry's, which is good. No, it's good.
And Terry Cycle, by the way, if you're just tuning in, I'm attorney Todd L. Levitt, Craig Russell, Big Hair, Chris Malpe in studio, Savina in the background there, Walter White bobblehead. Well, actually, that wasn't Walter White. Yeah, that's Walter White. But Terry, so we're talking to Chris Malpe, and Chris is the owner of Terry Cycle. Located where, Chris?
We're on 317 North State Street, right downtown Alma, Michigan, right around the corner from Pizza Sam's.
So if you're on 127, Alma, Michigan's easy to find. And here's the thing. Our listening audience is huge. And there's bike shops located in Traverse City. We've got Einstein's, Ray's, Motorless. There's bike shops all over the place, but people literally come to Terry Cycle from hundreds of miles around because of Chris. Like Big Hair said, it's a family.
Yep.
So if you've never been, if you've never been on a fat bike, I'm telling you right now, folks, get to Terry Cycle. Tell them you heard it right here on the show. Get out. The fat bike is so smooth. It's so soft. It's almost I can't describe it. It's the coolest feeling in the world. Big Hair?
I would absolutely agree. I mean, it's with your fat bike, you can take it anywhere. I mean, it's good in the sand. It's good in the snow. It's a year-round bike.
It's almost like your new business cards, Todd. Have you seen that? These new business cards are crazy. Crazy nuts.
No, these new business cards, you ready for this?
Uh-huh.
I got new. Okay, American Psycho, one of my favorite movies. Folks, if you've never seen American Psycho, go buy it, Google it, find a way to watch it.
It's Netflix.
Christian Bale from 2000. And there's a scene in there where they're sitting at a table and they're comparing business cards and they're describing them. And it's a great scene. I don't want to give it away. So my cards now, you ready for this? Double-sided, three-ply, rounded edge, silk smooth surface. How smooth are these?
It felt like leather.
It feels like velvet.
It doesn't? Velvet? Yeah, I've got the leather. I got a leather feel out of it, but what do I know?
That's like a fine Petard's leather, I think.
It's double-sided. Look, folks, if you own a business out there and you have a business card, why would you only have information on one side of the card? If you have an opportunity to put that in someone's hand and to market and sell your goods or services, you got to use both sides.
Yep.
What blew me away years ago as I started practicing law in Metro Detroit for 12 years, I would be driving on Telegraph getting off at Square Lake Road, and right there at the stop sign as I'm getting off heading south was a law firm with a law firm name. And it drove me crazy that they didn't have their phone number on the building under the law firm name. So my point is, if you have an opportunity to get a message out, take advantage of it, make the most of it, and market yourself. I don't know what that has to do with law, but
it's got to do with something.
It's got to do with something. It's good advice.
It is, and it is a good segue. You like those industry terms, segue? For Chris to tell us Terry Cycle's phone number and website and where we can find you on social media or anything like that.
Yeah, we're on Facebook for sure, Instagram, Twitter. You can see us on the web at terrycycle.com. You can call us. We definitely still take calls, 989-463-5260.
One more time.
989-463-5260. Email me, chris@terrycycle.com.
Because, not only are we on the radio in Michigan, but we're on, as we said earlier, we're podcasting all over the world. So if somebody's, hearing this maybe in Indiana or Ohio or anywhere who's coming to Michigan and they want to find Terry's, we want to make sure they know how to get there. Plus, we were talking, this past Saturday was Small Business Saturday, was shopping. And, you can go to any big box store and buy a bike. But you can't get the service, you can't get the knowledge, the expertise that you can get at a small bike shop like Terry's, like what Chris and you offer.
Yeah. Okay, I don't want to knock big box stores and the bikes they sell because we're advocates of biking and pedaling, period.
Right.
But I would recommend any day of the week, go to Terry Cycle, where you're going to get a better quality bike, you're going to get serviced, you're going to have somebody who's knowledgeable, and you become loyal. It's like a loyal brand.
Yeah, but like a family.
But
like a family.
Are you going to Terry's and Alma for the products? You're going there because of the people who are behind the products.
Exactly. So, Chris and the whole staff.
I got a question for Chris.
Okay.
This has been long disputed. If you're riding a bicycle, a road bike, there's different types of bikes. What type of different bikes are there?
I mean, there are comfort-oriented bikes. There are fitness-oriented bikes. You've got
gravel
mountain bikes. You've got road bikes. You've got gravel bikes, fat bikes now, plus bikes. I mean, there's a lot of different surfaces. Basically, the bikes are going to be based on the surfaces that you want to ride it on, as well as like the riding position that you're comfortable riding in.
And so you have bikes for all skill levels, all seasons, all different.
Yep.
Terrains, people ask me all the time, if I'm riding a bike, number one, I find it very dangerous, especially what's happened to your dear friend and someone that Big Hair and I knew, not as well as you, Mike Seaman. But riding on a road is very dangerous these days with all distractions and everything. But people ask me, should I be riding into traffic or with traffic at my back? I mean, I'm the attorney. I'm telling you, based on my knowledge, you ride in the direction with traffic at your back. You never ride coming towards traffic.
Yeah, you ride with the traffic. Yeah, and that's, I know every year that I'll have customers come in and they will want to debate that, but statistically, that's the safest way to ride. That's the way, the flow.
It's the law.
It's
I'm
going
to tell you right now, yeah. I looked it up. It's the law.
Yep.
So.
See, and that's crazy because when I was a kid, I always rode against the traffic because I always wanted to see if I'm riding and a car's coming at me, I want to be able to get out of the way. If I'm riding my back to it, I wouldn't be able to get out of the way.
Well, safety issues like that to make people feel more comfortable, riding legally with traffic. Mirrors, we're selling more mirrors.
Right, right.
Garmin makes a really cool product. They've got a radar that actually will show you a little car on a display. And it will show it approaching you so you can tell that's common.
That's cool.
That also pairs up with a taillight. So with this very radar, when it senses a car, it starts flashing.
Oh, that's awesome.
To get the car's attention, too. It's pretty cool.
Modern technology is wonderful. Yeah,
and that, I mean, really that's, is. You know, with the unfortunate incidents that have been occurring on the road with cyclists, you know, taillights, daylight taillights are a big safety factor, you know. So
sure, like daylight running lamps on a car. Yeah, exactly. Yep. It's the same kind of a deal.
The other thing that's always needed as well is, you know, I grew up in the 60s and 70s, and when I was riding a bike, we never wore a helmet. I'm here to tell you, you got to wear your helmet.
Yeah.
I have had one day I was riding, I crashed going over the railroad tracks, and thank God for the helmet.
No, I've had some helmets that have definitely saved me from some pretty serious injuries over the years. And you can get cold weather helmets now too. You know, the Giro Timberwolf, we've got those in stock. They're a good safety feature. So, you know, always wear your helmet.
Absolutely. And if you're just tuning in, I'm attorney Todd L. Levitt. You are listening to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show with Craig Russell from the Morning Hustle and the Mothership. And we're in studio with Chris Maltby. Christmas is coming up.
Yeah.
And I thought it'd be a great idea. There's been a lot of great events taking place throughout the state of Michigan in regards to cycling and biking. And I thought it'd be a great idea to have Chris on the show to talk about, you know, everything that Terry Cycle does and provides the consumers in Elma. There's some great gift ideas if you wanted to buy your, you know, your grandchild, your niece, your nephew, or someone in your family a bike. Chris, you have bikes for all skills, all levels, from us shredders all the way down to the beginner.
That's correct. Yeah. You can get into a bike pretty easily, and for any ages, you know. So even the kids that are still on training wheels, we've got bikes for
them. Where's Terry Cycle located again?
We're at 317 North State Street, downtown Elma, Michigan.
Yep, and stick around. We have to go to break, but stick around. We have some more questions for you and Big Hair, but we have to go to break. And we have some law to get to.
Really?
Yeah, as soon as we get back from break.
On the law show.
We're going to hit some law. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. Coming back with my top five favorite rock group of all time, Greta Van Fleet from Frankenmuth, Michigan. I was in Frankenmuth a couple weeks ago. I sat down at the restaurant. They said, "What would you like?" I said, "Greta Van Fleet to play right now."
Did work?
It did not work. No, they brought me chicken and mashed potatoes.
Do you know how big these guys are getting? There's a really famous three-day rock festival in Columbus, Ohio called Rock in the Range. This year, it's headlined by like Metallica and a whole bunch of people. Greta Van Fleet is playing at that.
Love Greta Van Fleet.
Oh, they're huge.
Hey.
Big.
What a show.
I know.
No, we've been talking to Chris Maltby from Terry Cycle in Elma. We want everybody out there do some Christmas shopping. Make your way down to Elma, Michigan. You can take 127. There's two Elma exits. Get off at either one. Head downtown and look for Terry Cycle because you can get fat bikes and winter clothing, and they have everything from, you know, because if you're going to ride a fat bike in a winter, you got to have the boots. We have the boots, Big Hair and I, and the gloves. And I mean, it's just a great place.
And we also were talking about head safety and helmets, you know, bike safety and everything. And Big Hair explained how the helmet saved his life. What's your excuse?
Okay, let me tell you something.
I'm just kidding,
Do you want to know when bicycle accidents happen?
Okay.
When you least expect
That's
it.
That's right.
And Chris will agree with this, Big Hair. I mean, we shred the gnar. First of all, Chris Maltby is with Cuffy, you know, Ryan. I mean, there's some great racers that come out of, you know, Elma, Net, Ithaca area. I'm leaving a lot of names out, right, Big Hair?
Well, you got Cuffy. And you got Chris. You got Chris. You got Jerron.
Yeah. Some amazing racers, but... I the I seem to have accidents when I least expect it. So you're
right.
Shredding the gnar, you're riding hard, and you're about to exit the trail, and then, you know, a stump will just get jammed up right in your tire or your derailleur, and over the bars you go.
Well, I've seen some of those videos that you put up where that first person video where you're riding on those trails are like about 2 feet wide, if that.
Yeah,
you are, and it's amazing you haven't decapitated yourself on some of those trees and some of those trails.
If you go to YouTube and just type in my name, Todd Levitt, and you can see my YouTube channel of some of my shredding adventures. But hey, we're gonna have Chris back on the show. We have Big here in studio. We have Savina. We have bobbleheads. Let's talk some law.
How about that?
We have a law update.
Okay.
It's been an ongoing issue. If you're a medical marijuana card holder and you're placed on probation, circuit and district court judges will order you not to participate and use any illegal substances, alcoholic beverages, including if you're a medical marijuana card holder. So they'll prohibit probationers from using their medicine.
Okay.
And
causes
and
problems.
And that's been an issue with defense attorneys, with clients, because with all due respect to judges, they're not doctors.
Right.
Okay? They're not doctors. If somebody is on... So a judge never says to you, Craig Russell or Big Hair, hey, by the way, which they shouldn't, unless it's in some sort of pre-sentence report, you take Vicodin, you take Xanax. I'm not your doctor, but I'm going to order that you cannot use that medicine. It's no different if you're a medical marijuana card holder. There was a doctor somewhere who filled out an application based on your medical condition and saw fit that you should have a card,
right.
Take your medicine.
Yep.
So I don't feel that anyone in the court system is qualified to determine that you should not be able to do so.
And now there's some news coming out that that's going to happen.
Do you agree, Big Hair?
Oh, I totally agree. Totally agree. Because, you know, if I've got a back injury and I've got I need my medicine to help me with my pain, and I've got a judge telling me, I'm sorry, sir, you can't take your medicine.
Not just judges, but the court system in general.
Right.
Now, I get it. Federal law, Schedule 1, still classifies it as an illegal substance. It's turning the other way. But recently, a judge in Bay City Circuit Court heard a case that came up from the district court. The district court judge said, no, Craig Russell, you're on probation. You cannot use your medicine. Well, it went up to the circuit court, and I'm happy to say, this is a recent case a couple of weeks back, that the circuit court judge ruled, and I was looking for the opinion before the show. I don't have it in front of me. Judge Sharan.
Okay.
I'm probably not saying it right. No disrespect. His ruling was that if you look at the Medical Marijuana Act, judges have no authority to prohibit somebody from using their medicine. Craig, what a ruling.
Very important, especially these days, especially in the state of Michigan with everything that's coming up with the communities that are opting into to become medical marijuana facilities and the licenses and the people who are building. They've already in Kingsley.
State of Michigan have spoken.
Yeah.
Judges, no. Again, I have a lot of friends that are judges. I'm going to take some slack. I don't care because I fight for the people on behalf of the people, and judges should not play doctor. If one of my clients comes to court and they have a medical marijuana card, no judge anywhere in this country or anywhere should tell you, Craig Russell, that you cannot use your medicine. They don't say, hey, you take Xanax, you take Vicodin, you take Adderall, you take Ativan. Well, guess what? You can't use that either. You can't play doctor. But there are a lot of judges, in all fairness, let me take the, and we've said this before, I'm not going to name the judges, but there are judges out there where I have filed motions and they have allowed my clients, once we show medical proof that they need this medicine, they have allowed them while on probation to use the medicine. So it has turned the other way. But this Bay City Circuit Court judge recently said that according to the law, the judges in the state of Michigan have no authority to deny somebody who legally has a right and immunity to use, not to use. But here's the thing. That was in Bay City.
Right.
The question is it binding now on other circuits and other districts?
It could be. You've brought this up before. That sets a precedent. Now, if you go somewhere else, it could mean somebody else could go.
Judges will still say no.
Well, but
it's not a Michigan Supreme Court. It's not the federal court. It is a circuit court. It's a court of higher jurisdiction, but it's going to be appealed.
And of course, as you say many times, no disrespect intended at all towards judges. You're pro everything.
I'm an advocate.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm going to look, I've been doing this 24 years, and I'm going to say what I think is right.
And that's what you think is right.
That's what I think is right.
Right on.
And big shout out to Jason Gower, Attorney Gower,
okay,
who practices in the Bay City area. Gower was the one that took the case up to circuit court and got the ruling. So kudos to Gower out there. He's a good guy, fighting for the people like myself.
There you go.
But Big Hair's in the studio, by the way. How do you feel about that?
Well, I absolutely agree that you do have to, you know, if you are told you've got a prescription for this, you should be able to take that. Now you're going to have with employment, because now you have employers that say, I'm sorry, you cannot have cannabis in your system or marijuana or THC in your system.
But you can't have THC in your system, but it's okay if you have a script for everything else. But we're going to discriminate against THC. But the issue is, because it's been, the government told us it's against the law 100 years ago, everybody thinks it's just a horrible thing. But I think if you're taking any medication, let's do a disclaimer out there. I don't want anybody out there who has a legal right and who has prescribed any medication to abuse it and then go to work and use heavy equipment or operate equipment or anything that's going to place coworkers, yourself, and everybody else in danger. So we don't want any, even if you have a legal right to do something, if you're the type of person and you know medically that by taking this medicine, it's going to make you droggy, it's going to make you tired, or it's going to give you, you know, sketchy state of mind, I don't care if it's legal or not. I don't want you around me. I don't want to get injured. That's not everybody, but there are people like that who cannot handle certain types of medicine.
Well, and I want to bring up...
Do we all agree on that?
Oh, yeah. No, exactly. Oh,
hey, exactly.
But I want to ask you a question of Jerry, because I know you used to be a mediator and used to work with labor unions, et cetera, et cetera. So let's say in 2018, as Todd has said many times, in the state of Michigan, marijuana becomes recreational. What happens when it is a legal product for someone to have, take, use, and then an employer says you can't have it in your system? How is that going to work out being with unions and things like that?
Well, I know back a few years ago, Walmart had that happen where I believe it was Walmart. They had a gentleman that said, here, I'm a medical marijuana card holder. He was dismissed from his position.
Okay.
Now, as recreational, until it gets, I'm guessing, federally passed, right now the employers say that's part of your...
So they can still terminate somebody, even if it was legal, recreational legal, until it becomes rec, maybe in the whole country.
Correct.
Okay.
Here's a great update. Jeff Irwin, former state house rep, who's now running for the Michigan Senate,
okay,
gathered enough signatures to put recreational cannabis on the ballot for 2018.
That's right, yep.
He gathered them within 6 months, because there was an issue with MI legalized a year back when... You know, all those signatures got destroyed because they weren't gathered within enough period of time. So there are enough signature folks, and it's going to be in a ballot in 2018. The people spoke, the people gathered the signatures, and the government cannot prevent it from going on the ballot because it was a people's initiative.
Now we're going to talk.
Because if the House and the Senate doesn't get together and pass legislation
right.
that the people want, the government's for the people. It's not the other way around. So the people did it. Good job, Jeff.
Now, that's something we're going to talk about. We've got to take a break, but that's something we'll talk about in later weeks. The governorship race has heated up in Michigan. There's now 5 or 6 people who are going to run for governor, and we are going to probably have to review all of their stands on medical marijuana and recreational marijuana and see how that
works
out.
It's not going to be difficult to do.
Oh, I know, but we need to do it. But we got to take a break, but we'll be back with Chris from Terry Cycle and also Big Hair on the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. Greta Van Fleet, go. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. Coming back strong with Greta Van Fleet, my top five all-time rock group list right now.
They're awesome.
I love those guys.
Local boys from Frankenmuth.
Gotta love it.
And
Josh and his brother, and there's a cousin there, and it's just great.
Speaking of Frankenmuth, shout out to UPS Rick from Frankenmuth. We were in the UPS parade. They have a big parade for their festival in the summer, and we were in it earlier this year. And he wished all of us a happy Thanksgiving. So thanks, happy Thanksgiving, UPS Rick. They drive out of the UPS facility in Mount Pleasant. And so they're big fans of 98.5, and they like you and everything. So thanks a lot, guys.
I like them too.
I know you do.
Open and tox in a motor vehicle.
Okay.
Big Hair. Big Hair, we were talking about this before the show. You and Big Hair were discussing with me open and tox.
Okay.
And the issue was whether or not it's sealed versus unsealed, and what's open and tox. Well, as long as you're 21 and over, you can transport alcohol or beer, liquor, however you want to define it. But if there's a seal broken or a can popped, you're going to be found guilty if you're pulled over of operating a motor vehicle with an open end tox.
So if I've got a growler that I get at a tap room and they forget to put the plastic ring on it, I've got an open end tox in my car.
Okay. What's a growler?
The glass beer growler.
A jar. You go to a brewery and they can fill it up. It's
you
like
can tell how much I drink these days. No kidding. I don't even know what a growler is.
It's like a gallon or something like that.
Yeah, Chihuahua or something.
Yeah, it's a gallon and you can get it. And they're supposed to seal it, but sometimes they don't.
I will tell you right now, there's a lot of breweries that have popped up. Great mm-hmm. ones.
Yeah.
If you're transporting anything that's not sealed properly and you get pulled over, open end tox in a motor vehicle, it goes on your driving record. And here's another thing. You can be charged as a passenger in a motor vehicle with open end tox. And the thing is this. Drivers will say, well, I didn't know that Big Hair had that open or Savina in the back of my truck. I didn't see that they had it open. Guess what? Too bad, so sad. You're in possession of the vehicle. You're driving a vehicle. You're supposed to know what your bounty is. You can't say, here's an example, Craig Russell.
I know where you're going with
okay?
this.
Okay, you're operating a motor vehicle.
Okay.
Okay, right?
Yep.
And your kid borrowed it a couple days ago.
All right.
And your kid happens to be a card holder, you're not. And there happens to be some beautiful green substance rolled up on your floor. You didn't even know it was there.
Right.
You get pulled over.
I'm supposed to know it's there.
You're supposed to know it's there.
I'm supposed to know what's going on in my car.
Yeah, you're
going to
be charged with possession.
Right.
What are you going to say to the officer? Oh, it's my kids. I didn't know it was there. No, that doesn't work.
Yeah, and he's a card holder.
Yeah, so there you go.
Exactly. You're supposed to know what it is.
Yeah.
So first place, we're talking about the state of Michigan. Because in other states, the open and tox law is different. Is it not?
Okay, I know I've researched this. It's pretty similar around the country.
Is it really? Okay.
Yeah, and then we have listeners from all over the country.
Right.
This advice goes across the board.
Okay.
So.
And plus, on top of it, let's be really honest, you shouldn't be drinking and driving to begin with.
Correct.
But now here's a question. So what happens if you have an open intoxicant and it's in the trunk? It's not anywhere that you can get to it, because that's the whole idea of the rule is you're not supposed to drink while you're driving. And if you have an open intoxicant.
Sealed. The law, it's sealed.
Okay.
Has to be sealed.
What if it's in the trunk? What if I can't get to it from my car
sealed.
While I'm driving?
I'm sorry, sealed. And if you're,
so,
here's another thing. I've had clients over the years who are pulled over. They're under 21. They're transporting alcohol. And they didn't even know it was in a vehicle because they're coming back to college with their parents' vehicle. And a parent forgot to take the alcohol out of the trunk.
But as you said, you're supposed to know what's going on in your car.
I got a case dismissed like that.
Okay.
Yeah, that was a good case. But no one's going to buy that.
All right. But seriously, but how can you? So how in the world? What happens if you...
Craig,
open a growler and
Craig,
you want to take it home and it isn't sealed.
What Craig Russell, Chris Malpe, Big Hair.
Yeah.
You know what I do for a living?
I know what you do for a living.
Okay, do you know how many open intox cases I've dealt with in the last two decades?
Thousands?
Thousands.
Okay.
Okay. Sealed. Just don't, you should not be operating a motor vehicle on the way home from work, on the way home from the job site, with any alcohol in any container, hidden or otherwise. People are very clever.
Well, what about if I'm completely sober? Okay, so the next day I go back over to where the party was at. I pick up my liquor that I had. I'm sober, nothing in my system, and then I get pulled over.
That's a great question from Big Hair, a.k.a. Vince Neal, Jerry Neal.
I don't know the answer.
The answer is?
Sealed.
Sealed.
You're screwed.
Okay, sealed. That's what the law says. It's very clear, sealed. And there's a lot of Christmas parties. I'm a Christmas
guy.
Yeah,
there's a lot.
I'm sorry, I don't say happy holidays. I say Merry Christmas. So there's a lot of Christmas parties coming up. People are going to be people say, hey, look, take this wine bottle home. Take the liquor home. Don't do it.
Don't fall for it.
This is the time of cheer. A lot of merriment will be going on in the next few weeks, but that's good advice.
Hey, we have in studio, by the way, you're listening to the Todd Elevitt Law Show. We have in studio my good friend Chris Malpe.
Yeah.
And Big Hair, a.k.a. Jerry Neal, Vince Neal. Chris is the owner of Terry Cycle in Elma, Michigan. That's where we go.
Right.
Big Hair and I. Christmas is coming up. What would you like the listeners to know about Terry Cycle and everything within the walls?
I mean, we are definitely a full service shop. We try to, you know, try to give people a reason to ride their bikes year round and help them do that too. You know, I mean, being a I guess a lot of times finding the joy in cycling sometimes takes some advice, and we try and be there for those customers. You know, so like this time of year is a great time of year to have your suspension fork serviced or to have your brakes flushed out. You know, I mean, a suspension fork needs service every 100 to 200 hours. And the brake should be flushed out once a year, you know, stuff like that.
Christmas is coming up. You got great products from soft goods, from coats to gloves to helmets to boots to shoes to socks. You got T-shirts. You got lights. You have bikes for all ages and all sizes and all skill levels.
Indeed, we do. Yes. Yeah. And, you know, definitely stop down and see us. We've got some specials going on. There's also a Christmas cash thing going on December 8th. You could win $500 if you spent $10 at my store.
Wow.
Also on December 8th, there is going to be a fat bike ride in the parade.
Yeah. Oh, that is definitely a good reminder. Yes. Yeah. So I don't know what you're doing, Todd, but
I'm coming to the fat bike ride with Big Hair.
Terry Cycle has an entry in the Christmas parade in Elma, and we don't have a float, but what we're counting on are cyclists to come. And we're going to put lights on the bikes, Christmas hats on people's helmets, and then roll through town.
Should be a lot of fun.
I'm totally there. Well, Chris, thanks for coming on the show today. And who's this in studio with you?
Oh, we got Sabine back here. Yeah, she came along with us, and so I really appreciate being here, and it was good to talk to you guys.
We appreciate all you've done for us. And again, we race, Big Hair and I. We're not at your level because next time you come on the show, we want to get advice on racing because, Chris, you are amazing at racing. How about a shout-out to all the guys and gals? Sally and everybody over there.
Sally, Randy Vernon, Ron, Napper, Cuffy. You know, all those guys from the Elma area, they're definitely good cyclists to have around, and they're always pushing each other to go faster.
So I got one more question for you, Chris. So let's say I come into Terry Cycle and I want to buy somebody a bike for Christmas. Can you help me wrap it so it won't look like a bike when it gets under the tree?
That's a great question.
That's a good trick. The best way to do that is we've got gift cards.
Oh, there you go.
There you go. Great answer.
There you go.
It's Chris Malpe.
That's right.
Terry Cycle. Where are you located?
317 North State Street, Elma, Michigan.
Elma, Michigan.
There we go.
Yeah, and Chris is great. We appreciate all that. And Big Hair, also, always great to have you in studio. Big Hair is one of the, literally, the top downloaded show on Podbean, right? No, literally.
I know.
Big Hair, a.k.a.
He's
Vince
a star.
Who would you like to give a shout out to?
Well, obviously, I better give a good shout out to my wife, Kathy.
Great lady. I had dinner with her and Big Hair at the casino, and they were playing penny slots, and they kept winning and winning and winning. And, you know, they had $20, $30. I wasn't going to stick around for the next 12 hours while they played all those pennies, so I had to take off. Love having Big Hair on the show. He's in that inner group. So, Craig Russell, what a show.
Big show.
No, huge
it
show.
It is just zipped right past.
Zipped right past.
All right.
What do you got going on the rest of the day?
I got some football to watch. I got to make sure my recliner doesn't leave my apartment. I got to make sure I got to hold it down.
Make sure you get out to Terry Cycle in Elma and get some Christmas products. Get on a bike.
Yeah. 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 Show's over, man. We got
to
go.
The show is over.
I know.
It's time to go. Let's let Greta Van Fleet take us out.
Right on.
I'm not just a litigator. Craig Russell, what am I?
You're an agitator. No, you're
an advocator. We'll see you next week.
The Todd L. Levitt Law Show, Sunday mornings at 8, brought to you by Chad Malleywell Drilling of Rosebush, Clark Modular Homes, your most experienced and trusted builder in Mount Pleasant, Harrison Power Sports, Central Michigan's fastest growing full-line Arctic Cat dealer, Dr. Robert Townsend and Denali Healthcare for your alternative healthcare needs, Clear Vision Windows, Siding, Roofing, and Attic Insulation of Midland,
New Millennium Pawn Shop in Mount Pleasant, paying top dollar for gold and silver, and Tim's Collision Plus.
Opinions expressed on this radio program do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station.